What about one? You're standing on one.
What?
Okay. Now, if you stumbled over a box in the dark, you might say, I stumbled and bruised my...
shin bone. Shin, yeah. And I had an uncle said any place in the world who could get up at nighttime and stumble into a chair and didn't cuss was a Christian.
I think I agree. Okay. The back part of your thighs, especially midway between the knee and the buttock, what is that called?
The hip.
Okay. All right, if someone's been sick for a while and now they're up and about, you might say...
convalescing?
Well, you look kind of... what?
Well, you look pale or pallid.
Okay.
Ashen.
Yeah. Okay. Now, what would you say about someone who's very easy to get along with? He's what?
He's a good fella.
Okay. Now, when a boy's in his teens and he's apt to be all arms and legs and fall all over the furniture and everything, what would you say about him? At that age, he's what?
And of course, he's a teenager, but he hasn't reached maturity. He's very awkward.
Right.
Movements are uncoordinated.
Okay. If you were talking about a person who kept doing things that didn't make any sense, you might say he's just a plain old what?
I hate to call him an idiot, but I don't know what else, a jackass.
All right. Would you ever call him a fool?
Well, yeah, I don't think we ought to call people fools, you know, just because they're doing foolish things. But I don't know. I wouldn't call him a fool.
Okay. Now, what would you call a person who never spends a cent? Who never spends any money? All right.
Yeah, miser.
Okay. When you say the word common about a person, what does it mean?
It means that common. It means that he does not have the finer sensibilities of life.
Okay. Could it ever be used in a complimentary sense?
Common?
You ever heard of it used?
You mean just the word common?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes, I think it can be. For instance, it wouldn't be particularly complimentary, but if we have a cause out here, it's a great cause, and we say it's a common cause, I think that would certainly lift it above that.
Okay, but when it's used about a person, it's usually not complimentary.
If it can be, I don't know.
Okay. Now then, if someone is old, but they're still very strong and very active, and they don't show their age, what would you say about him? He's still quite what?
Well, late. Okay. Could be one word you could use, active.
Okay. All right. Now, if you don't want to go upstairs in the dark, you might say, I don't want to go because I'm what?
Afraid of the dark.
Okay.
I'm not now, but I was many years ago.
Were you really?
I missed that.
If you hear someone say, that old gray mare, she ain't what?
But she used to be.
Okay. Okay, now, if somebody leaves a lot of money on the table and they leave their doors unlocked, you might say, he's mighty what?
Foolish.
Okay.
To leave money lying around, doors unlocked. And
okay. If there's nothing...
Careless, foolish, yeah, it's both.
Okay.
I think.